It has been said that it's the space between the bars that holds the tiger, and it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. It is out of the silence, or the gap, or that space between our thoughts, that everything is created, including our own bliss. The reason for wanting to get into the gap is not so much to give you a sense of peace, which you will, of course, receive, and it's not so much to make you feel rested, as it will. You can get the equivalent of a night's sleep by spending a few moments in the gap. And it's not even to make you feel younger, which of course it will do. The purpose of entering the gap, the space between your thoughts, on a regular basis, is to be able to make conscious contact with God. By making conscious contact with God, it is said that you will come to know the power of that source and use that power to attract anything into your life. God is that one force in the universe that is indivisible. There's only one force, one power, and you can't divide it. And the only experience that you can have in your physical world, which is indivisible, is also that of silence or in the gap. Everything else can be divided, up, down, right, wrong, good, bad, male, female, even life, death. But silence, no matter how many times you cut it in half, you still have the same. In the gap, you are making conscious contact with the indivisible force that is the source of all of your power and all of your joy and all of your fulfillment in your life. The gap is the space between your thoughts. The reason that it is so difficult for so many people to enter this gap is because we have so many thoughts going on all day long. It is said that the average person has 60,000 thoughts every single day. The problem is that we have the same 60,000 thoughts each day. Our mind is very noisy and very seldom in a place of silence. If you could reduce the number of thoughts that you have from 60,000 to 20,000, there would be more gaps. If you could reduce it down to 6,000, there'd be far more gaps. And if you could reduce it to a few hundred, of course, there'd be many, many gaps. What we're looking for here is a time each day that you can reduce the amount of thoughts that you're having, so that the gaps will expand and you can enter them. It is said that it is very difficult to enter this gap or to make conscious contact with God because we are so busy in our minds being concerned with our own ego and all of the things that separate us from our source, from God. What I've done here in this CD is offered you an opportunity, a way to slip into the gap on a regular basis that is quite simple, and while you're in that gap, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to practice something that has been taught over the centuries, as far back as 2,500 years ago, called japa. Japa is the repetition or the sound of the name of God. It is the sound that is in the name for God in virtually all languages and all cultures. Whether it's Allah, or Krishna, or God, or Adonai, or Yahweh, or Ra, or Kali Durga, on and on the names go. But inside each one of those names is a sound. It's the magical sound. If you look at the New Testament and open up the book of John, you will see the opening words say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I was taught by a great teacher one time that whenever you're having a problem, whenever you're struggling with anything in your life, whenever your mind is filled with one of the struggles of your life, the way to make that problem go away in that instant is to think of God. rather than the problem that you're focused on. In this CD, I'm asking you not only to think of God, but to repeat the sound of God while you are in the gap, or the space between your thoughts. And while you are there, if you repeat this sound, the sound of Ah, on a regular basis, each day, you will find your meditation not only nurturing your soul, but you'll find yourself able to manifest and attract into your life virtually anything that you place your attention upon. You no longer have to think of it as a difficult thing to enter into this gap. The space between your thoughts can be entered and regularly visited with the practice of japa while you're there by following the guidelines. What I'm offering here on this CD is two versions of this technique for moving into the gap. I suggest that you try the first 10 or so minute version, which will allow you to get the experience of what it means to be in the gap. And then following that, on the next track, there is a longer version, a 20-minute version, which you can spend much more time in the gap. Use both of these versions as you become more adept at entering into the gap. You'll find that once you've begun doing this on a regular basis, you'll want to spend less time on the words and more of that precious, beautiful time in the gap where you're making conscious contact with God. I developed this technique for entering into the gap because I had at one time found it difficult myself to get into that quiet space between my thoughts, where all creation takes place, where I make conscious contact with God or with my source. What I'm asking you to do is think of a 10-word passage from the most well-known prayer in Western civilization. It's called the Lord's Prayer. What I'd like to do is offer the first 10 words of this prayer, and in each one of these words, I'd like you to practice moving into the gap as you see these words coming onto the screen of your inner mind. While you are in the gap, I will ask you to practice repeating the sound of the name of God, or the sound of Ah, as a mantra to keep you connected to your source and away from the thoughts that will penetrate your mind, which is really your ego at work, trying to convince you that this isn't going to work, but it will. Entering into the gap is a mental image that you can practice. Let's begin.